unemployment hour bonus train, I think. I mean, I'm in traffic, I'm on my way to work, and I can't figure out why we're not moving. So my assumption, I know when you assume things, you make an ass out of you and me. My assumption is that I'm at a train, because that's the only thing that makes sense. So that's nice. I had a flat tire on my bike. I was going to ride my bike, but the tire's flat. Again, I don't know if it has anything to do with stupid Presta valves. I don't know if you know what Presta valves are, but some bikes have little stupid valves. And then you got to put a little adapter on it to make it compatible so that you can put air in it. It's really stupid. It makes me really angry. And I seem to get a lot of flats that way. I guess the high-end bikes have Presta valves, and it's really dumb. It's really stupid. I don't know if that's why I'm fucking, oh God, trains. I mean, at least I left for work early because I was assuming that I wanted to ride my bike. So I left work early. We're fucking backed up big time. This is a joke. I mean, trains, the trains, it happens, whatever. Presta valves might have been the reason I got the flat, but maybe not. I'm still hopefully not going to be late for work, but I don't know, man. It's tough with these fucking trains. Lots of these things in the city. See, I got a green light. Am I going to start moving? Is it a train that did it, or did someone break down, or is it just a bunch of bad slow drivers? I don't know, but I'm assuming the ass out of you and me train that I caught. Maybe killed a mouse last night. I didn't kill the mouse, but I was complicit in the killing. I handed my friend a baseball bat, and he killed it. It was doesn't make me feel good. I don't like killing things, and I was looking at the face of this dead mouse, and he's pretty cute, and it reminded me of my little dog, and I was like, man, I feel bad about killing this mouse. I know, it was in our dressing room, baseball, and it could get into people's stuff and maybe leave some mouse droppings and give a guy hantavirus or something. I know they're technically pests and all that stuff, but I'm like, oh, maybe if we could have shooed it out of the room and then out of the clubhouse and back outside, it would have been good. I don't know if we would have been able to do that. It's probably pretty tough, but I didn't feel very good about killing that thing, or helping kill that thing. I was complicit in it. Yeah, and that sucked. So maybe that's why all this, the flat tire and the assumed train. I don't know if it was a train, though. It was something. Something, but we were caught up for a little while, and I said, if I'm going to be sitting here in traffic on my way to work in the morning, I better send a podcast out. Little bit of a delay, sorry. We did a Two Buds on last Thursday, and I haven't released it yet. That's my bad. I didn't really have much that I was doing this weekend. I might edit. It got a little long and rambly at the very end. I didn't really say. Neither one of us really said anything. I should have just hit the record button, but I was trying to get, a nice little finish, like a nice kind of closing bit of sorts, and that took a while, so I might have to kind of edit some stuff out, and I go into major procrastinator mode when I think that I have to edit something. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. It'll be soon. I'm sorry. I'm dumb, and I'm really busy here lately, so I'll try to get that out sooner rather than later, but I will, I guess, release this at least to tide you guys over. That sound okay? I think it was a good show. We talked about Hillary and Obama, and what else did we do? Oh, words. Talked about, like, PC word policing and all that stuff, and whether we've gone too far in terms of, being worried about what people say and if it's good that people are, if there's a, that there's a motion to be more better be more better with how we talk to one another and how we talk in general, or if it's a little bit much, if you know some of the words that are sort of outlawed now, you know, I won't say those words, but you know, if we're, you know, maybe getting too serious, getting a bug up our butt. I don't know if I've said a single swear word yet on this podcast. I probably have, but that's pretty good. Do I sound tired to you? I am, if I sound tired. I got to bed late. I got back home late and had to get up early to go to work and catch a train and find out I got a flat tire. But hey, no, woe is me, right? Not complaining. Things are good. Life is great. I slept on that mouse stuff, and I feel a little better than I did last night, but I don't know, it's weird to me. I maybe should have just said, oh yeah, fucking road closed, I forgot about that. I don't usually drive to work, I usually ride my bike, so I don't have to wait in traffic, for road closures. It's a nice thing about riding a bike, you don't have to wait for you know, the roads closed and shit. Construction, you can just go right through it unless it's super intense. But yeah, that on my bike I can get around it, and this time I can't exactly do that, but hey, I'm not complaining. Life is good, hopefully. Yeah, keep on keeping on, good stuff. All right, what are we at here for time? Holy, I'm rambling a little bit. I'm almost into unemployment hour territory in the length of the show. So perhaps, I wonder if I'm ever going to have more unemployment hour bonus trains than I will unemployment hours. I guess that's up to the trains. It's up to old Shining Time Station with those, and Thomas the train engine. I don't know. It's up to whatever. Okay, neat. All right, I'm getting on to Idlewild in Saskatoon, so perhaps I better shut my phone down so that I'm not seen at the cop shop with a phone running. Oh God, the sun is bright in the morning, isn't it? There's a saying that the theory that housing costs less on the west side, and maybe part of that is because you got to drive into the sun on your way to work and you got to drive into the sun on your way home. It can be quite bright at times. Okay, have a good one. Unemployment hour bonus train assumed. Assumedly unemployment hour bonus train assumedly. I sound drunk. I'm a little slurry, hey? Okay, bye. Bye-bye.